What if the biggest threat to your career isn't the economy, your competition, or even technology, but your own fear? Royal Dutch Shell's Mandar Opte discovered something startling. The professionals who struggle most aren't battling external forces. They're wrestling with invisible chains forged from anxiety, doubt, and resistance. This insight cuts to the heart of our modern dilemma. We live in an age where a college degree no longer guarantees stability, where entire industries vanish overnight, and where yesterday's expertise becomes tomorrow's obsolescence. Yet most of us still approach change like it's an intruder rather than an inevitable guest. The uncomfortable truth? Your fear isn't protecting you, it's holding you hostage, and the cost of staying comfortable has never been higher. That tightness in your chest when you hesitate to speak up, that's fear keeping you small. Workplace fear takes 7 forms: fear of failure, embarrassment, losing control, rejection, confrontation, isolation, and uncertainty. They're why talented people stay in soul-crushing jobs, why brilliant ideas die in notebooks, why organizations ossify while competitors innovate. What makes these fears insidious? They masquerade as prudence. We call it being strategic, careful, realistic. But there's a vast difference between thoughtful risk assessment and fear-driven paralysis. Tim Stevens stuttered badly. As a programmer turned media director at AOL, he could hide behind screens. Then came the terrifying assignment, hosting a podcast heard by thousands. Early feedback was brutal. Instead of quitting, Stevens studied every criticism like data, practiced repeatedly, and sat with the discomfort until it became familiar. He eventually landed national TV appearances, turning his greatest weakness into unexpected strength. This transformation followed the fear framework: focus, study the problem objectively, engage, take action despite fear, assess, note what improved, react, adjust, and refine. This cycle transforms fear from an emotional storm into a solvable puzzle. Robert Biswas-Diner, the Indiana Jones of positive psychology, reveals that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's the willingness to act despite it. Executives often rank as more courageous than first responders because they consistently make decisions under uncertainty. Fear becomes useful when it shifts from a stop sign to a dashboard light. Information about your environment, not a command to freeze. Resilience isn't inborn, but built over time. Military programs teach soldiers to think like optimists, but work like emergency responders, hoping for the best while preparing for the worst. People with charmed careers aren't lucky. They're consistently courageous in small, daily ways that compound over time. OKGo's Damian Kulash lives with constant financial uncertainty despite massive success. His philosophy? Use fear to make what you're making better. But if it stops you from making something, then it is not your friend. Fear can function as either a radar system providing valuable feedback or a security alarm triggering blind panic. When launching a project, anxiety might signal genuine problems, unclear messaging, insufficient preparation, unrealistic timelines. That's useful fear. Fear that prevents you from starting at all? That's destructive fear. Scott Skinger built TrainSignal to $7 million annually, selling instructional DVDs at $400 each. Then he made a seemingly insane decision, abandoning this model completely. In January 2013, TrainSignal had record sales of $850,000. In February, zero revenue. Skinger had dropped DVDs for a $49 month streaming subscription. From outside, it looked catastrophic. From inside, it was strategic foresight. The company rebounded quickly, tripling previous sales within 2 years while multiplying its value through recurring revenue. Fear of failure threatens embarrassment, isolation, and financial devastation. With 25% of startups failing in year one, this fear isn't irrational. But everyone fails. The question isn't whether you'll fail, it's whether you'll build tolerance for discomfort and push forward anyway. Angela Lee Duckworth's research reveals that grit, the tendency to sustain interest in and effort toward very long-term goals, impacts success more than GPA or IQ. True overnight success is mythical. Behind every hit band are years in dive bars. When Brooke Allen faced America's worst recession in 1982, someone told him, "There's no shortage of work. When money dries up, work piles up. It's all perspective." Morgan Stanley hired him at a quarter his desired rate, noticed his programming talent, and offered him a Wall Street career that changed his life. Tony Hawk never fears returning to his board after injuries because he understands what fear signals about reality. Before his legendary 900-degree spin, he practiced for 4 years. "If you're anxious, plan accordingly," says Hawk. His anxiety was intelligence prompting thorough preparation. Jim Collins and Morton Hansen found that successful 10X companies were paranoid, neurotic freaks when preparing for unpredictable environments. Procter & Gamble constantly enhances its diapers to maintain market share, healthy paranoia fueling continuous advancement. Research confirms that consistently exercising courage alleviates lasting stress symptoms. Your nervous system learns that feared outcomes weren't catastrophic, and your fear response recalibrates. The American Psychological Association suggests building resilience through connections, accepting change, taking small steps toward goals, decisive action, and maintaining perspective. Paranoid preparation combined with resilient recovery creates a powerful toolkit for uncertainty. You're neither blindly optimistic nor paralyzed by fear. You're strategically prepared for multiple outcomes while maintaining flexibility to adapt when reality surprises you. When GrooveShark faced lawsuits, app bans, and declining users, founder Sam Tarantino was broke and had lost most staff. He refused to quit. By creating a browser-based workaround and settling lawsuits, they recovered their user base. This exemplifies improvisation, taking spontaneous action when surprised. Today's successful leaders belong to Generation Flux, resilient professionals whose diverse experiences enable adaptation. Charlie Collier of AMC Networks prioritizes hiring people who think on their feet over those with impressive credentials. The most valuable employees analyze situations quickly, make off-the-cuff decisions, and apply creativity to business problems. What appears chaotic often reveals hidden patterns. Like hurricanes that follow complex mathematical patterns, business environments contain discernible order. To leverage chaos, embrace unpredictability, become an objective observer to spot patterns, exercise patience as opportunities emerge, and think on your feet. View your career as a sea chart requiring constant navigation, not a rigid roadmap. Success demands skepticism toward existing advancement systems, setting aside fears to assess situations objectively and realigning actions as environments shift. The future belongs to those who meet premium standards efficiently while building practical experience and creative capabilities. Innovation is a daily strategy. The smartest time to take chances is when you're already successful. The world doesn't wait for you to be ready. Change arrives through new technologies, shifting markets, and emerging competitors. You can lead it or be led by it. Every story here shares one truth. People who transformed uncertainty into opportunity simply refused to let fear decide for them. They thought objectively, acted deliberately, observed outcomes, and responded with insight. Think, act, observe, respond, repeat. The moment is yours. What fear holds you back? What opportunity are you avoiding because it feels risky? Change happens whether you participate or not. The question isn't whether the ground will shift, it's whether you'll learn to dance when it does.